From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Microsoft is urging computer users to download what it's calling a critical software patch for the company's Internet Explorer web browser. The patch is meant to address a security problem that could leave users vulnerable to theft of personal information. But some security experts say the safest way to surf is to stop using Internet Explorer altogether. Here's NPR's Larry Abramson.
Microsoft's security team must feel like a big standing army fighting against an invisible guerrilla assault. Virus writers have broken into the ubiquitous Windows operating system. They have cracked the defenses of the equally popular Outlook email program. And on Friday, Microsoft's Stephen Toulouse says the company had to release a new fix for the Internet Explorer web browser to protect users from attack.
It's hard to predict what criminals might do next to attack our customers in terms of what they're targeting.
At first, attacks on the browser were merely annoying. They harassed users with unwanted ads. But the latest attack, called Scobe, could spirit away valuable financial information to a website in Russia. St. Louis-based security consultant Scott Graneman is telling his customers to consider a radical approach. Drop Internet Explorer entirely.
What's happening is that people are slowly switching to other alternatives. Because of all the problems you see with Internet Explorer.
Microsoft now dominates the browser business, but rivals say the security alerts have driven new customers their way. Scott Graneman says it's about time. Explorer, he says, has too many flaws, like a technology known as ActiveX, which is supposed to make the browser more useful.
You can basically write an ActiveX program that will do anything. So I could actually write an ActiveX program that would erase your hard drive, And Internet Explorer will, if you allow it, happily run the program and do whatever you want.
Graneman and others applauded a recent warning by the Department of Homeland Security. It said that users could avoid some problems by switching browsers. DHS says the government was not recommending that move, only raising it as a possible solution. And Tom Liston, with the monitoring service known as the Internet Storm Center, says it's not entirely Microsoft's fault that Explorer is getting hit.
Because Internet Explorer has the highest percentage use of any browser out there, it's obviously going to be a target. And if it has a flaw, that flaw is going to be exploited.
If lots of people jump to another browser, attackers will just redirect their aim, Liston says. Meanwhile, Microsoft is preparing to release another big security update of its software designed to get a jump on these attacks. Microsoft's Stephen Toulouse says the problem is that shutting down security holes could make Internet Explorer a little harder to use.
One of the things that a lot of our customers have told us is that they want the Internet browsing experience to be the best browsing experience that it can be. But they also, at the same time, want it to be very secure.
Those users can't always wait for Microsoft to come to the rescue. They may have to learn how to lock down the security settings on their browsers themselves before the next attack. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.